sweetheart. Everything's going to be okay. You just relax. Just breathe and relax. Dr. Reynolds is on her way in.
Now, Mr. Sheffield, we're going to get you a little something for your pain.
Not little, honey. I want to be Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds.
Mr. Sheffield, if you'll come with me, I need you to fill out some forms.
Oh, okay. I'll be with you in a minute.
Honey.
Sweetie, I'll be right back. Now, is there anything I can get you before I go?
Well, I suppose it's too late for a surrogate, Mother.
Just a little bit, I'm afraid.
Oh, honey. Oh, hi, Ma.
Oh, darling. Oh. Look at this. Mm. Three generations of fine women. We are leaving an enormous legacy behind.
I think it's more an enormous behind we'll leave in as a legacy.
How you doing, baby?
Okay, I'm just a little scared. Oh, yeah, I think it's gonna hurt, Yenna.
Oh, what's to be scared about? Look what came out of me.
She was working in a bridal shop in Flushing, Queens, till her boyfriend kicked her out in one of those crushing scenes. What was she to do? Where was she to go? She was out on her fanny. So over the bridge from Flushing to the Sheffield's door, she was there to sell makeup, but the father saw more. She had style, she had flair, she was there. That's how she became the nanny. Would have guessed that the girl we described was just exactly what the doctor prescribed. Now the father finds her beguiling.
Watch out, CC.
Smiling,
Swarthy.
She's the lady in red when everybody else is wearing tan. The flashy girl from Flushing, the nanny named Fran.
This is so exciting. I can't wait until I get pregnant.
Oh, yes, you can.
So, Dad, what do you think the twins are going to look like?
Oh, Brighton, it doesn't matter who the babies look like, so long as they're happy and healthy and sound like me.
Oh, God. Oh, God. Sir, I think the gentleman sitting over there is trying to get your attention. Oh, God.
What's the matter? Where's Cece?
Seeing a doctor, trying to find out why she hasn't stopped vomiting since I proposed to her. You think maybe it's happy vomit?
Cece's fine. She's just a little nervous, that's all. Put yourself in her shoes.
Oh, I can't. They're too big. Hey, that's my future wife you're laughing at, and I don't dig it.
Listen, Val, Maxwell and I were talking, and, well, we decided that we would be honored if you would be the twins' godmother.
You'd be honored? Ugh. You know how all our girlfriends always wanted to be Cinderella?
Yeah.
But I always wanted to be the fairy godmother.
Val, you do understand that this doesn't come with special powers or wands or anything.
I'm afraid I'm making a terrible mistake. I was throwing up before I said yes to Niles, after I said yes to Niles. What if this feeling never stopped?
Think how thin you'll be.
I'm just not sure I'm making the right decision.
I'm sorry, that was another contraction. You see, I'm over here having twins, and I happen to be in excruciating pain, but please keep talking about yourself.
Well, I mean, I really do love Niles, and I can't wait to marry him. Because well, I cannot live with this nausea another moment.
Okay, there are your wedding vows.
Maybe we should just elope and get this whole damn wedding thing over with.
And there are your announcements. But you listen to me, as soon as you say I do, your angst will disappear.
We can't get married without you and Maxwell there. And the children, I mean, you know how close I am to them.
Who? Macy, Bob, and Nancy?
Yes. I want you all there. Shh,
I'm trying to think here.
Oh, Nanny Fine, I'm sorry. I'm being so inconsiderate. Oh, well, you know what? I am done talking about me. The rest of the day is about you, you, you. I don't care how nauseous I am not going to steal your thunder for one more moment.
We are gathered here today to bring together two people in the bonds of holy matrimony.
Come on, this is insane. Her contractions are only 2 minutes apart.
Yeah, well, I'm dehydrating here. Move it along, Cartwright.
Cece and Niles have asked to express their love for one another in their own words.
Funny, that's the same sound I made the first time I saw you. I remember it perfectly. The year was 1962, and four young hopefuls from Liverpool were just about...
Step on the landing!
Did they come out yet?
Stanley, where's Morty already?
He's waiting for my parking space.
Uncle Stanley, why didn't you give him your space? He's my father. He should be here.
What am I, chopped liver?
Just breathe, darling. Visualize. Visualize mountains. Visualize the ocean, a swaying
it's
palm
tree. It's not working.
All right, well, how about Lohmann's? You're alone in the store with your own face gun.
I'm dying here, Monsignor.
Do you, Niles, take Chastity Claire to be your lawfully wedded wife?
Chastity Claire?
That's a beautiful name.
Hopefully, don't flee. We're about to have two more guests at the wedding.
Say, I do.
I do.
Hush.
And do you, Chastity Claire, take...
I do.
Not too bad. Why don't you make it the wife?
You were right. I don't feel like I'm going to throw up anymore.
I'm so freaking happy for you.
All right, sweetheart, we're alone now. Just you and me, honey. Everyone else is gone. Now push, sweetheart, push!
Don't tell me what to do!
Push, Fran.
Okay, Dr. Reynolds.
That's it, honey. A little more. A little more. Just a little more. That's it. Again. Okay,
it's coming,
honey. It's coming.
Say hello to your little
baby. Oh, he's so cute. Oh, he's perfect. He's got like 10 little fingers and 10 little toes and the one little... Well, don't you worry, son. From an acorn grows a mighty oak.
Danny, you're doing a wonderful job. Now I just need one more push to get the next one out and we'll be all done. 1, 2, 3.
Three? Did she say three? Who said anything about three?
Push!
She said it.
I can see her little girl. There's her head and her shoulders.
Oh, my God, she's got my mother's hips.
Oh, your little girl.
Oh, God, she's gorgeous. Oh, she looks sweetie. She looks just like you.
She sounds like me, too.
Isn't that?
Doctor, can I hold my baby?
Oh, yes, you can. Okay, you two. Say hello to Mommy and Daddy.
Oh, my God. Hello, my darling child. Oh, no, sweetie. Oh, my God, they're beautiful. Hi, sweetie.
Oh, my darling. Do you have any idea how much I love you?
Mom, I love you. Sweetie, what do you think if we named the boy Jonah Samuel after my great-grandfather? And we named the girl Eve Catherine after your great-grandmother?
I think that's a lovely idea.
Can I see my grandchildren?
Yes, Sylvia, of course. Come on in.
Oh, my God. How precious. Oh, I could eat him up.
Get him away from my mother.
Fine, you were right. I feel so much better. And, oh, you have two beautiful, healthy babies. Oh, now, Daddy, Jennifer, and Hallie, have a little brother and sister.
I'm short and shrewd. Is Chastity
Clare? Yes, Dr. Taylor.
Hi, I just wanted to know I have the results of your test and everything's all right.
Oh, I know. I feel much better. We figured out what was causing my nausea.
Well, your intuition was right. Congratulations. You're pregnant.
Can eat.
Yeah.
Oh, and she's so blonde and chubby, and those hips.
We know.
Flight 602 to Paris is now boarding.
Oh, you guys, I am so happy that you're both going to Europe together.
Oh, well, she's only going because Michael's got that modeling job in Venice. I can take care of myself.
Then how come you begged me to go to France with you?
I'm scared of the Paris people.
Brighton, you sure you've packed enough? I can't see how you could possibly get everything you need in one tiny backpack.
Adam, just, I want to rough it.
Yeah, and he's only taking two pair of Ralph Lauren jeans and a Versace belt in his Prada knapsack.
Flight 602 to Paris is now boarding those 12-32.
Well, I guess that's us. Listen, your father and I want you to know how much we love you guys and how proud we are of the two of you. And we're all going to be together on 4th of July, so this isn't really goodbye. It's just au revoir.
Right, in a couple of months, and we'll all be together in California celebrating the holidays.
Hmm? Don't go!
Oh, no, darling.
They need their mother.
Oh, come on.
Honey, I haven't had enough time with them yet.
Anything you need, anything at all, you just call us, day or night, any time, even if it's just to say hello.
Ladies and gentlemen, flight 602 to Paris has been canceled due to the fact that I'm going to miss my babies.
Come on, fine.
Oh, I love you, Fran.
Me too, sweetie.
Fran, I think you know.
Oh, I love you too, son. Oh, yeah, be careful.
Oh, come here, you. I'm going to miss you.
I'll miss you, too.
All right, now I'm going to email you every day, of course, until I meet a girl, in which case I'll really have no time for you, so.
So I'll hear from you every day. Well, we got to go.
Off you go, then.
Okay.
Have a good flight.
Have fun, you guys.
Bye.
Bye.
Love you.
Bye now. Sweetheart, they've already been in Paris for over an hour now.
Really? And have you gotten a call?
Niles, from now on, stay out of my luggage. I don't like my underwear ironed and folded.
I'm sorry, but when I got a load of the size of them, I thought they were mine.
Did you listen to us? Married and a baby on the way. I think it's really softened us.
What's the matter, sweetie? You seem so quiet lately.
Well, I never thought I'd say this, but I actually miss Brighton.
Aww.
I mean, just having him around makes me feel so much smarter.
I know how you feel. He's your Val.
Do you think I'll fit in California?
Oh, sweetie. You've got style. You've got flair.
That's what I got from the nanny.
We're going to be just fine. You know, one door closes, another one opens.
Well, as Plato said in his observation of life, all is flux and nothing stays still.
Honey, you know, you don't need Brighton. You're going to look plenty smart around me.
Okay, sweetheart, ready to go? Your parents are in the car, the luggage is loaded. You all right?
Yeah. I'm just going to walk around a little, make sure we didn't forget anything.
Now, let me put him in the car.
Okay, watch his head.
There you go, I got it. There we go. Love you.
I love you more.
For Miss Vine.
What feelings are those, sir?
Well, you know.
No, I don't, sir.
Oh, come on, Niles.
Oh, but you'd feel so much better if you just said it.
No, perhaps you're right. Maybe I should just admit that
The Nanny.
The way we were, the way we
beautiful place.
Yes.
So much nicer than the one you had in New York.
Mr. Daniel Davis.
Maxwell Sheffield, Mr. Charles Shaughnessy. And the nanny, Miss Fran Drescher.
Thank you. Thank you, everybody. Thank you so much. The nanny, want to thank you for inviting us into your homes. We appreciate the privilege of being able to entertain you. The entire cast and crew and staff of the nanny family just love you for all your continued love and support throughout these 6 years. You will long be remembered.
And so will you.
With much gratitude, thank you very, very much. God bless and think peace. Good night, everybody.